It has been an active weather week here across eastern New York and western New England. We've had showers and thunderstorms flare up each day, and today is no exception. So this first day of the holiday weekend is on the stormy side, and we will continue to see the chance for showers and thunderstorms through late afternoon into early this evening. The biggest concerns with these storms are lightning and heavy rain, and keep in mind that where these downpours occur, localized flooding is a possibility, so do be careful on the roads as some large puddles may form. Storms may produce gusty winds along with some hail. The storm chances are not quite as high across the far north, probably in the range of about 20 to 30%, but for most of the area, the chances for some rain are about 50-50 as we go through the next several hours. Showers and storms will wind down this evening, and it's going to be a warm night, and it's going to be a little bit muggy, but not really that stuffy. Lows will be in the upper 50s to low and mid-60s. Some areas of fog are likely to form late tonight into tomorrow morning. So we'll start off with a bit of fog early tomorrow. That will lift relatively quickly. And tomorrow is looking like a really nice day for the 4th of July. It's going to be a great day to be outside, maybe go for a hike or go to the lake or whatever else you may want to do tomorrow. The weather should be fine overall, and the storm chances are quite low. So unlike each day this week where we've had these numerous showers and storms, there's just a small chance of a passing shower tomorrow, but it looks to be largely dry. It is going to be warm. Temperatures will be in the low to mid-80s, likely the low 80s in the mountains, mid-80s in the valleys, and it'll be a little bit humid, but not too bad. It's not going to feel tropical. And the nice weather continues on Sunday with sunshine. It is going to be a warm day again, probably a couple of degrees warmer than tomorrow. We'll be up in the 80s to around 90 degrees. And again, the humidity will be moderate, but not tropical. So overall, the weekend weather is looking really, really nice. And we certainly have earned a break from these storms after stormy weather every day this week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, showers and storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, showers and storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, showers and storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, showers and storms ending, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, very warm, and a bit humid, highs in the 80s to around 90. And on Monday, muggy and very warm, a chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm with highs in the 80s to around 90. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.